Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. So today is appearance day of Shiva's Thakur. And we say his name many times. For those of us who practice seriously, we maybe say his name 24 times every single day, because he's part of the Pancha Tattva. So we say Shrivas Adi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. So Shrivas is a very important personality. He represents the pure devotee in the Pancha Tattva. And is the head, Adi Purusham Adi, the head first, Gaura Bhakta, the Bhakta of Gaura, the devotees of Lord Chaitanya. Vrinda, the also assembled devotees. So we can decide if it's just during the time of Lord Chaitanya or if Lord Chaitanya's pastime are still going on and he includes us. Anyhow, I thought that we could sing a song. Let's see if I have my song to the Vaishnav. And as we sing that song, we can absorb ourselves in memory of Shivas. You know, maybe we know a lot. Maybe you know a lot about Shivas Thakur. Maybe you don't know much, just what I just said, maybe. But in any case, there is a song called Oye Vaishnav Thakur that we can sing, and as we sing it, we can offer it to the lotus feet of Shivas Thakur. I'm going to read the translation. O Vaishnav Thakur, O ocean of mercy, be merciful to me, your servant, and purify me by the shade of your lotus feet. Your feet I humbly hold. Controlling my six urges and purifying me of the six faults, please give to your servant the six good quality. Oh, give me six kind of holy association. I have sat down here in a hope of having your company. Alone, I have found no strength to chant the holy name of Lord Hari. I beg you, therefore, please be merciful, and with a particular face, give me the great treasure of the holy name of Krishna. Krishna is yours. You are able to give him to me. For such is your power. I am indeed wretched and simply run after you, crying, Krishna, Krishna. So let's sing together. Ohe Vaishnava Thakura, Toya Rasagare, Eda Se Koruna Kori. Ohe Vaishnava Thakura, Toya Rasagare, Ida se koruna kori. Dia pada chaya, shodwe amaya, tumara charana dori. Dia pada chaya, shodwe amaya, tumara charana dori. Shaya begadomi, shaya dosha shodi, shaya guna deodase. Shaya begadomi, shaya dosha shodi, shaya guna deodase. Shaya satsange deo e amare, boshishi sagara ase. Shaya Shata Sangha Deo E Amare Bose Shi Sangha Rase Eka Ki Amara Naipaya Vala Harinam Sankirtane Eka ki amaram. Tumi kripa toi shradae bindu diya deo krishna namadane Tu mi kripa kori shraddha bindu diya deo krishna namadane krishna se tomaram krishna dite paro tomara shakatiyache Krishna se tomara, Krishna dite paro, tomara shakati ache. Hamito kangala, Krishna Krishna boli, daitava pache pache. Hamito kangala Krishna Krishna boli daitava pache pache Oe Vaishnava Thakura Doyara Sagara Hidase Kohunakori Oe Vaishnava Thakura Doyara Sagara Hidase Kohunakori Jaya Vaishnava Thakura Jaya Vaishnava Thakura Jaya Vaishnava Thakura Jaya Vaishnava Thakura Jaya Shrivastaku, 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 Jaya Shrivastaku, Shrivastaku, Jaya Shrivastaku, Shrivastaku, Jaya Shrivastaku, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Shila Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada Shila. Hare Krishna. Jayam Vishnupad Paramsa Parivakacharya Sutara Sutta Shri Shimade Si Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki Jai Ananta Koti Vaishnavinda Ki Jai Premsukoho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Shri Advaita, Gadadhar, Shri Vas, Adigora Bhakta Vrinda. Shishi Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai, Appearance Day of Shivas Thakur ki jai, Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda ki jai, All glories to the Assembly Devotees, All glories to the Assembly Devotees, All glories to the Assembly Devotees, All glories to Shishi Guru and Shri Gauranga. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Vastaya Bhutali Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nityanamini Namaste Sarasvati Devi Gaura Vani Pacharini Nirvisishya Shunyavadi Paskacharji Jatarini. So today we are reading from the Chaitanya Charitamrita chapter 22. There is no marker, so I will need to look for it. Chapter 22, and we are, I was told, verse 104 and 105. But I know Pushkar Prabhu last week, he did read 104, but that's what I was told. So that's what we are going to do. We are going to only repeat the second verse, not the first one. So I will just read the first verse. Do you hear better now? Yeah. Thank you. It's feel a little uncomfortable, but okay. Ebe sadhana bhakti lakshana suna sanatan yaha haite pai krishna prema mahadan. My dear Sanatan, please now hear about the regulative principles for the execution of devotional service. By this process, one can attain the highest perfection of love of Godhead, which is the most desirable treasure. Now we can repeat one word at a time. Kriti Sadhya. Which is to be executed by the senses. Bhavet should be. Sadhya Bhava, by which love of Godhead is acquired. Sa, that. Sadhana Abhida, called Sadhana Bhakti, or devotional service in practice. Nitya Siddhasya, which is eternally present. Bhavasya, of love of Godhead. Prakatyam, the awakening. Riddhi, in the heart. Sadhyata, potentially. Kriti Sadhya Bhavet Sadhya. Bhavasa Sadhana Bhida. Nitya Siddhasya Bhavasya. Prakatyam Riddhi Sadhyata. Please chant. Sadhya Bhavet Sadhya. Translation. When transcendental devotional service by which love for Krishna is attained is executed by the senses, it is called sadhana bhakti, or the regulative discharge of devotional service. Such devotion eternally exists within the heart of every living entity. The awakening of this eternal devotion is the potentiality of devotional service in practice. Purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. This verse is found in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 1.2.2. Because living entities are minute atomic parts and parcels of the Lord, devotional service is already present within them in a dormant condition. Devotional service begins with Shravana, Kirtana, hearing and chanting. When a man is sleeping, he can be awakened by sound vibration. Therefore, every conditioned soul should be given the chance to hear the Hare Krishna mantra chanted by a pure Vaishnava. One who hears the Hare Krishna mantra thus vibrated is awakened to spiritual consciousness or Krishna consciousness. In this way, one's mind gradually becomes purified, as stated by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Chitaodar Panamarjanam. When the mind is purified, the senses are also purified. Instead of using the senses for sense gratification, the awakened devotee employs the senses in the transcendental loving service of the Lord. This is the process by which dormant love for Krishna is awakened. Om Agyanati Mirandasya Gyanajala Shalakaya Shakshuru Unmilitant Dhyana Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Pancha Tattvam Makam Krishna Bhakta Upaswarupakam Bhakta Avatar Bhaktakyam Namami Bhakta Shaktikam Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvesesya Shunyavadi Paskacha Dijatarine Vancha Kalparta Ubyacha Kripa Sindhu Ubyayavacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivas Hadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So you can repeat after me. When transcendental devotional service, by which love for Krishna is attained, is executed by the senses, it is called sadhana bhakti, or regular discharge of devotional service. Such a devotion eternally exists within the heart of every living entity. The awakening of this eternal devotion is potentially is the potentiality of devotional service in practice. So that's a potentiality. That's a very important word here. Anyhow, this is a dialogue, my dear Sanatan, the first verse says, my dear Sanatan. That's so sweet. The Lord is so personal. So those chapters of the Madhya Lila, they are really delineated all the Vaishnav theology, philosophy, everything we want to know about Vaishnavism is given here between chapter 19 and 24. Chapter 19 is Lord Chaitanya giving all the knowledge to Rupa Goswami in Prayag. And then starting 20 is like Lord Chaitanya doing the same with Sanatan Goswami for 2 months in Varanasi, I believe. In Varanasi, he gave knowledge, and so every day he sat down to discuss the depths of the Vaishnava philosophy of Bhakti Yoga in different forms, and those dialogue goes to the so exalted places. And interestingly, Srila Prabhupada gave us like a short, you know, like how he gave us Krishna book. So he gave us also the teaching of Lord Chaitanya. It's a small book. And in that small book, there is part one and part two. And part one of that book is the condense of all the teaching to Srila Rupa Goswami and Sri Sanatan Goswami. So if that's something that fascinates you, you can read there. Because Srila Prabhupada, you know, really encapsulates everything we need to know from those chapters. Of course, reading those chapters is very relishable. And I'm eager to speak about Srivas Thakur, and the time is reduced, and I'm just wondering where to go. Still, I want to so the potentiality of Bhakti Yoga. This part is leading to a very famous verse: Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema Sadhya Kabunai. So, love of Krishna is established in the heart, and it cannot be changed. It's already there. Shravanadi Sudachiti Koryoai. To Shravana, to hearing, we can awaken that dormant love. And Srila Prabhupada gives the example here in a purport that it's like if we are sleeping, the only thing that can wake us up is a sound vibration. Other places, Srila Prabhupada said, if someone enter your house at night, The only thing that's going to save you is your ears. Nothing else is going to save you. So similarly, when illusion enter our heart, the only thing that can save us is the holy name of the Lord, hearing about the Lord. And in the Sri Upanishad, Srila Prabhupada described Bhakti Yoga, hearing about the Lord, everything connected with the Lord, his name, fame, entourage, everything, as antiseptic and prophylactic. That's what he used. Antiseptic and prophylactic, because that's where we are at. So antiseptic means it cleans, cheto darpanam, it cleans the heart. And it cleans antiseptic, something that cleans infection. And we are infected by material life of Mahadavagni, the Maha, the big fire, of the forest fire, the big forest fire. What's that forest fire? The repetition of births and deaths. That's what it is. So antiseptic and prophylactic means it's something that prevents a disease or infection to come. So it does both things. The chanting of the holy name does both antiseptic and prophylactic. And then another example, Srila Prabhupada take an analogy of a child. A child, he often takes that analogy, that the walking potentiality is in the child as the child is trained. So that's something I always had some trouble with, that analogy. So to give the class today, I did some research to see if a child is left alone without learning to walk, what's happened? Because I was curious. I was very curious. And there have been research that if a child is completely left alone with no guidance and no contact with other human beings, the child dies. However, there have been children left alone in nature and that were raised by animals, monkeys, wolf, different type of animals. And those children never learn to walk on their two feet. They only learn to walk the way the animals around them taught them to learn. So the potentiality of walking is there, but it's going to be acquired by an external influence. An external influence only is going to develop that potentiality. So similarly, the potentiality inside our heart need that external influence. And that external influence is given, and it's very much developed earlier in this chapter 22, by contact with a pure devotee. Guru Krishna Prashadapai Bhakti Lata Beach. Like, by the mercy of a pure devotee only, we can only awaken our bhakti from someone who has bhakti. like a child will awaken the potential to walk only to someone who walk. And that's interesting because if the child is around monkeys, he will walk like a monkey. So we need to be careful what we awaken in our heart and how we awakening what's in our heart as a potentiality. So yeah, so earlier in a chapter, there is a few sentences that I wrote that I found very beautiful. A devotee of no field to prove, devotional service is bestowed by a pure devotee. One has to receive the mercy of one's dormant Krishna consciousness by to be awakened. So one need to receive mercy for that process to start. Starting, initiation means to start, Srila Prabhupada often said, the beginning. So that beginning, when we start that process of awakening, needs to be when we are in contact with someone who has bhakti. So that process. And then Srila Prabhupada said, if one has firm faith in a world of a great soul, pure devotional service will awaken. So firm faith in someone who have, and so Srivas Thakur, he has, that's who he is. And I like to make some parallel here. So Lord Krishna, he came 5,000 years ago, and he came basically to kind of show us what it is, what kind of relationship is possible, what's the potential inside us, those four relationships that are possible, that he manifests in Vrindavan with his father, mother, with the cowherd boy, with the cowherd girl, with his friend, with his servant, and all that. We have an opportunity to hear about those pastimes, to repeat those pastimes, to remember those pastimes. And because they're prophylactic, just by doing that, our heart get awakened to pure love of God. And then, we can see that, you know, like it may be an interpolation in some ways. But when the Lord wind up his pastime and went back, you know, like, away from this earth where we live, he had a reflection with himself, and he felt, oh, I show them what, but I didn't show them how. So he came as Lord Chaitanya 4,500 years later. Of course, in the Lord's time frame, which time is conspicuous by his absence in the spiritual world, it's probably just a moment of thinking. So the Lord came back, and he came back as Lord Chaitanya to show us. Srila Prabhupada, in the teaching of Lord Chaitanya, in the introduction, he says, it's like a teacher. A teacher may show the ABCD and write the ABCD, but that doesn't mean that he's learning the ABCD. And he said, Lord Chaitanya is like that. And if we follow in the footsteps of Lord Chaitanya, we are going to be fully equipped with all aspects of devotional service. So Lord Chaitanya, as well as Lord Krishna, they don't ever descend alone. And in fact, they never exist alone, because that wouldn't be fun. You know, God being alone, that wouldn't be fun. So God is always with his expansion, he's always with his planar expansion of the expansion, is always there with Parasya Shakti, with all his energies, and also is part and parcel. So when we see Pancha Tattva Makam Krishnam, so the Pancha Tattva is, it's one and different. Like, it's one because it's, they're all equal. That's why we say the name. Why will we say the name of a devotee if it wasn't equal to the name of Krishna, Srivas Thakur? And at the same time, they are different, and because our philosophies of personalities. So Lord Krishna come, and as Lord Krishna, and then he manifests himself as Lord Chaitanya. And I was kind of trying to make a parallel because Shiva's Thakur is Narada Muni. And Narada Muni is a sannyas. And what does Narada Muni do? He teach. He teach first Vyasadev, and then we see him teaching Dhruva Maharaj, Prahlad Maharaj, Chetraketu, so many people. So he teach as a sannyas. And when he comes as Shiva's Thakur, he show as a householder. He show how to, you know, for example, Lord Narada Muni, a very famous pastime that's a little letter in the Madhya Lila about Mrigari's hunter. Yeah? What does he say? Don't worry, just chant Hare Krishna and everything is going to be provided for you. And then Mrigari's hunter, he did that. He went and he sat down and he chanted Hare Krishna and he got more of his necessity of life provided in that situation than he was by doing his killing, being a hunter. So it works, and Narada Muni instructed the hunter that way. So when he comes as Shiva's Thakur, he shows Shiva's Thakur all he was doing. We don't see Shiva's Thakur going to the office. We don't know what his job is, because his job is to chant Hare Krishna. And he show us that if we really arrange our life to fully serve the Lord and only do that, of course the Lord is going to provide. He provides for the elephant in the jungle. He provides for the birds. He provides for even people who are sinful, killing animals. Why will he not provide for one who gives himself to his service? So Shiva's Thakur, we can imagine, he was living with his three brothers, Ramai, Srinidhi, and Shripati. Thank you. So we can imagine he had a big house. It's a big household, four family, big household. They have a big courtyard. And so in that, Shiva's Thakur is very special. He's there before the Lord's appearance. And before the Lord's appearance, he was already holding kirtan at his house. And he showed us that, let's do that. Let's have kirtan in our household, like daily kirtan, inviting friends or just with family, simply chanting Hare Krishna. We can see in our ashram when we do kirtan, which we do a few times a week, it's just elevate the consciousness. Wherever we are at after an hour of kirtan, we feel so joyful. Naturally. And so Shiva's Thakur was doing that before the advent of Lord Chaitanya. And of course, often we hear about Advaita Acharya calling upon the Lord. But Advaita Acharya wasn't alone. He was the main component, and because, you know, he's an avatar, we speak about him. But Haridas Thakur was right there also, having the same prayers. And then Shiva's Thakur was in too. And when the Lord did make his appearance, Shivas and his wife, they were really involved. And that's also something we can imagine. Navadvip, there is a pocket of devotees. Like we can say, Alachua, there is a pocket of devotees. Even so, there is a few thousand devotees, still just pocket, because in comparison to the rest of Alachua, it's just a pocket. So in Navadvip was like that. There was a pocket of devotees. And we can imagine that they were really caring to each other. They knew each other. They were spending time together. They were enjoying chanting, hearing about Krishna together, serving Krishna together, worshipping the deities together. And then when there was a birth, like here, and of course this is a very special birth, the birth of the Lord, then Shrivas and his wife, they came to help. It's like devotee care. So recently I was sick and I got the mercy of the devotee care, and it felt so special. It's so special to see a devotee. It's so special to receive the care of a devotee. So special to give cares to devotees. So Shivas and his wife, they show us that. They were there and they kind of serve as support for Jagannath Mishra and Shakshi Mata. It says that even Malini Devi, she was she was, you know, giving instruction to Sakshimata how to take care of her baby. Even Sakshimata, she had experience. And what's interesting is to imagine, they were in a generation of Sakshimata and Jagannath Mishra, and they already had 9 pregnancies that didn't work, and then Vishvarupa, and Vishvarupa was, I think, mid-age, child mid-age, maybe 12 or something, when Nimai was born. So that puts them like maybe 40 or 50-year-old. There is a reference that says that Srivas Tagore was 50, but it's not a reference I found in Srila Prabhupada's book, so I don't stand behind it still. Some people say that. So that's also very interesting because Srivas was there from the beginning of the pastime of Lord Chaitanya until the end of the pastime of Lord Chaitanya. So that means that when Lord Chaitanya was in Jagannath Puri, the devotees from Navadvip, they were walking to Jagannath Puri every year for Ratha Yatra. Took 1 month. And it probably was in his 70s. Just putting that out. And doing the austerity and probably until he's 80-year-old. So that's beautiful. I see time is passing by and I wanted to share so many pastimes with Srivas Thakur. But there is two that are so dear to me. There is many, you know, when Srivas Thakur's son died and he was unmoved. And the same thing Narada Muni, when he went preached to a Kshetra Ketu, isn't it? He was preaching about, you know, it's like the journey of the soul. It's a journey of the soul. Of course, he revived the son, and the son preached philosophy. But that's so parallel, because as Srivas Thakur, he lost his son. So now it's time to show what he was preaching to Kshetra Ketu. And he did. He wasn't moved. He wasn't moved. In fact, he was jubilant, because everybody need to die. And if someone get the opportunity to die during kirtan with the presence of Lord Chaitanya, what better auspicious way to leave the world and go back to Godhead? So many pastimes, the Mahaprakash pastimes, when, you know, Lord Chaitanya was bathed in the house of Shivas, kirtan was going on every day at Srivas Thakur. The Lord revealed his opulence to Shivas, even the sad puja. And then, every day for a year, they were taking place a kirtan. And then there is that famous pastime where, there were non-believers around Navadvip. And they were kind of, it's funny because they were making fun, but they were envious. And in the same way that nobody enters the spiritual world without being completely purified, no tinge of any material contamination need to be there in order for us to enter the spiritual world. In the same way, to enter Srivas Thakur's kirtan, intimate kirtan, one needed to be completely purified. It says even the cats and dogs in Srivas Thakur's house were pure devotees. And so in the courtyard of Srivas Thakur, in a kirtan every night, she was closed door. So the non-believers, they didn't believe, but they were still envious because they could feel something was happening there. And I cannot go. And if I cannot go, even if I don't like it, I want it because we are envious. We always want what we cannot have. So there was a Brahman. His name is Gopal Chapala. And he became very envious of Srivas Thakur. So one night, while kirtan was going on, he put outside of Srivas Thakur's house all the paraphernalia to worship Goddess Kali, because she was a lot of Shakta, many Shakta, worshipper of Goddess Kali, because when you worship Goddess Kali, you can eat meat, you can drink wine, you can live a deprived life and believe that you're a worshipper of some, you know, Shakti worshipper. And so Gopal Chapala, he put all that, he put vermilion and he put turmeric and all paraphernalia to worship, wine to worship, and he put all that outside of Shiva Thakur's house. And so in the morning, Kirtan was over, Kirtan came out, Shiva's Thakur came out, and he saw all those paraphernalia that were put there for the worship of the goddess Kali. And because he was, you know, like Gopal Chapala, he wanted to degrade Shiva's Thakur. And when he came out, he had a smile on his face. When he saw all that, he smiled. He smiled. And he called upon all the very respectable Brahman. At the time, Brahmans were very respected people. Like when Brahman would say something, you know, conflict will go away, because they were involved in that, in conflict resolution, it's called now. And when he saw all that, he smiled and he called upon all the Brahman respectable people. He said, look at me. I'm pretending to be a Vaishnav. I'm pretending to chant Kirtan. But in reality, every night I hide and I worship the goddess Kali. And I love that. That response is so wonderful. It's so wonderful, because what else could he have said? What else, you know? Oh, well, this is there, but I really don't do that. Someone set me up. I know, like, it would have been so entangling. Anything else would have been so entangling. And I know in my life, when there is a situation like that, people speaking about me, or they are saying something, or they are thinking something. You know, I remember once I met someone at Hitchcock, and a devotee, I'm sure the devotee didn't mean bad or anything, but the devotee, like, because I wasn't going to the temple, the devotee was assuming that I was very fallen, you know, not following the four regular principles, probably not chanting my rounds, probably be like really in Maya. So the devotee made a comment to that, and I went with it. I said, yeah, yes, that's true. And it was so funny. It's such a liberated state to respond. You know, like, we don't want to imitate, but we can follow in a footstep. We can have a laugh, because any other response is going to be entangling. And when we respond like that, what's happened to Shivas? He didn't even need to do anything. He didn't need to clean. He didn't need to deal with it. It all disappeared. And another pastime I really want to share with you, but I think I'm supposed to stop, so I encourage you to read it. It's called the Era Panchami pastime. And personally, I love that pastime. So it's a pastime where I will just give a short synopsis. But synopsis, I want you to read it. The synopsis will not, you know, give it really much credit, because it's such a fun. So Swarup Damodar, so there was a Ratayatra happen, and then Lord Chaitanya and his follower, they went to a garden, and then they continued Kirtan association. They even slept there for 10 days. And when Lord Vishnu, Lord Jagannath, leave his temple, he tells Lakshmi Devi, who is always, you know, Lakshmi Narayan, she's always with him. He tells, I'm coming back next day. I'm coming back the next day. I will be with you next day. And then 5 days pass. And the goddess of fortune, Lakshmi Devi, she was really, really upset. Where is my husband? And of course, Lord Chaitanya is, Jagannath is in Gaudicha, and Gaudicha temple in that pastime of the Ratayatra represents Vrindavan. So Lord Jagannath is in Vrindavan. He doesn't want to leave Vrindavan. He's always in Vrindavan anyway. And so the goddess of fortune, she came with her big opulence. She got dressed up, all her servants are around. She come with all her opulence. And Swarup Damodar, at that time, he was glorifying the opulence of Vrindavan. And he was glorifying the opulence of Srimati Radharani. In fact, though in that chapter, there are so many beautiful glorification of Srimati Radharani. And Mother Madhumati, this morning during Kirtan, she was telling me, Don't you think Srimati Radharani is so beautiful today? I was thinking, yeah. So we want to hear about Srimati Radharani, and Srila Prabhupada gave us so much opportunity to hear about Srimati Radharani. Those who think that Srila Prabhupada didn't give us everything, they are just misguided. Because there is so much, we'll never, ever, at least I speak for myself, even fathom in the Chaitanya Charitamrita or in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Anyhow, so Swarup Damodar, he was going deep with all the qualities, Vrindavan, Srimati Radharani. And then Srivas, he started to say, you don't know anything. Let me tell you about all the abundance of my mistress. And then he started speaking about Lakshmi Devi. And then it was tongue in cheek. He was just cheeky, very cheeky from it was and then he just spoke about the glories of Lakshmi Devi. And then at the end, you know, there is so much. I see time pass and I'm sorry about that. But anyway, Lord Chaitanya, at that time, he appreciated Srivas. He said, oh, Srivas, you wanted to manifest the mood of Narada Muni. And yeah, there is, at the end, when Lord Chaitanya, at one point, he asked all the devotees to go back to Navadvip, and he embraced Srivas with so much love, so much love. He said, like, he really embraced Srivas like that, and he said, Srivas, you know, go back home. And then perform kirtan. And when you perform kirtan, know that I'll always be there. And you will be the only one who can see it. A vir bhava form. There is only four. Like it's another part, you know, Lord Chaitanya is Bhakta Rupa. He can manifest himself in so many forms, you know. He has so many incarnations. During the Mahaprakash, he shows them all. There's, you know, sometimes, anyway, there's so many pastimes, we could go on and on and on. But, so when kirtan is performed at Shriva Sangam, and I do believe that it's true now too, that Lord Chaitanya is present, even so we may not see him with our eyes. Shriva Thakur Ki Jai, Vaishnav Thakur Ki Jai. Thank you all. Hare Krishna. Any comment, question? Criticism? We love criticism. Vaishnav love criticism.
Thank you very much. You said that if Srivas would have tried to defend himself to say, no, I have nothing to do with this. This isn't me. I don't do this. It would have been entangling. Can you expand on that, why it would be entangling?
Okay. Yeah, I put myself in that situation when, you know, people say something that they heard about someone, about me. So let's say it's not true what they are saying. And I know it's not true. But then if I try to say it's not true, then it will be entangling. I will need to spend energy, you know, like put energy out to prove myself, defend myself. And then there may be something that say, oh, but, you know, maybe some people will come around and say, yes, you know, it's there. And it could be entangling. A devotee doesn't want to be entangled in proving himself, defending himself. A devotee wants to spend all his time and energy serving Krishna, serving the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Srivas defending himself or even saying the truth, because we can say, oh, Srivas was lying. No, he was cheeky. He was smiling. And he didn't want to get entangled. He wanted to continue his bhajan. And trying to say, no, I didn't do that, but it's okay. You know, I'm forgiving. He would not have been bhajan. That's how I meant it.
Yes, thank you. And in the Mahaprakash Leela, what was the exchange Lord Chaitanya had with Srivas?
You know, I don't remember that. Maybe someone else. I remember a few devotees, and I don't remember. Do you remember? Yeah, I know that during the Mahaprakash, he manifested so many forms, and also he really shows the devotee knew their heart and their desire. And he fulfills their desire, like for Mohaligupta, he manifested himself as Lord Ramachandra. I don't remember. I don't know if it's there, or maybe someone else know. My reference point is Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srila Prabhupada's teaching.
I'm thinking maybe Prabhupada can that he said something about his family or father or somebody to deliver them. Is that what it is for Shivas Thakur? But specifically something about the he specifically asked about his family. Now, I could be wrong, but it is in Chaitanya Bhagavat.
It's the Bhagavad, yeah. In Chaitanya Bhagavad, there is a lot. And however, I'm trying to stay with, what Srila Prabhupada gave us, yeah.
What I wanted to say was, I really, really appreciated drawing parallel between Narada Muni and Shivas Thakur. We know that they're the same person, but it was very, very insightful of how you gave different pastimes and saying how it's the same person and how they were. So thank you so much.
Yeah, and because sannyasi can say so many things. now, okay, come and show us, your son died, what do you do?
Yeah, very good.
Or like, you maintain yourself by chanting Hare Krishna and nothing else. That's not in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, but it's there in the Chaitanya Bhagavat, yeah.
I know for myself, I have no idea in my devotional life what kind of rasa I have, like if it's Madhurya or whatever, or, be mother of Krishna or whatever. I
didn't ask the question yet. Yeah, she hasn't asked yet. Yeah.
The question is that do we have to worry about this, or it will just come automatically?
Thank you. Thank you for your question. And, that's part of we are in sadhana bhakti, this practice of bhakti. So what comes first is, kind of following the order of the spiritual master, getting up in the morning, even if we don't want to. Chant it at least 16 rounds, even if we don't want to. Following the four regulatives, even if we don't want to. And then the next stage of sadhana bhakti is raganuga, sadhana bhakti, where we come to a place where those things become exciting. I want to get up in the morning. Oh, I'm so excited to see Shishirade Shyama. I'm so, at home. I'm so excited to see Shishirada Gopinath very much, or Srila Prabhupada. I'm so looking forward to chanting and sitting and chanting at least 16 rounds, but in fact, I want to chant all day. And then I have no attraction for any material, anything, sinful activity or any activity. All I want to do is devotional service all the time. So, that's where at least I can see myself that's the spontaneous aspect. And then I think more important than knowing what relationship we have with the Lord is allowing the natural tendency for service to unfold, to really. And of course, if our natural propensity for service with the Lord unfold, that will lead our desire to perform that service will lead to our form. If we desire to perform service to the cows, and so like completely absorb there during our life, then we are going to continue to serve the cows. And then when we are purified, when there is no more material contamination, Brahma Buddha stage, You know, when there is no lamentation, where we see everybody equal, where we see the super soul, then those desire for to serve the Lord in a certain way is going to manifest. And that will lead us to kind of want to hear about someone in Vrindavan or in Dwarka or Mathura who is serving, one eternal servant of the Lord, who is serving the way our heart desire to serve. So, you know, like that's probably, you know, it's not like, oh, you know, in a relationship of a mother, of, I think there is an unfolding, and that unfolding, you know, happen as Chetudarpana, you know, like Shriyakarya Vachandrika Vitaranam, when we receive that, you know, benevolence, you know, mercy, the grace of the Lord.
So would you say that that's why maybe we have some attraction to a certain deity, a form of the deity like Lord Chaitanya more than Lord Balaram or Lord Krishna? Could that be like the beginning of having a special rasa with that that kind of service?
No, I believe when Srila Prabhupada was asked this question, you know, he will respond like, this is good, it's great, wonderful. If you have an attraction to Lord Chaitanya, develop, you know, continue to cultivate that. If you have an attraction to Lord Balaram, not making Krishna wrong or Lord Nityananda, but like, okay, you know, like it's wonderful to have an attraction. Does that attraction mean something? Maybe, maybe not. I think in some instance it may very much be you know, the bhava, the existence, internal existence of the devotee to be attracted to Lord Balaram or to Lord Chaitanya. For some, it will be just a stage that helps them make a lot of advancement. But either way, to cultivate that is going to lead us to, you know, to be engaged in devotional service, to remember the Lord more. And time is over. Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gaura Gaura Premanande. Srivastakur ki jai. Hare Krishna.